Well, it seems like the sun is setting on South Africa's construction industry as companies battle against a lack of infrastructure spending, slow payments from both the private and public sectors, and a shrinking economy. Arthur Karas from Old Mutual Investment Group says he's seeing some value. He joins us on the line now, while Nessa Naya of Sasfin Securities is still with me at the desk. Thanks so much, Arthur, for your time this evening. So we've had three of South Africa's large construction companies having gone bankrupt in the last few months, and many at this stage questioning the future of the sector, but you're seeing investment opportunity. What investment case is the sector putting on the table for you right now?
Well, the single biggest thing is that when you've got capex coming out of an industry, capital coming out, and the capacity in the industry shrinking, it's usually happening in a very bad time, and it's difficult to see the good times coming. But the reality of it is it means that in future, when the cycle does turn, there'll simply be fewer people competing for profit pool. So the remaining players will make better profits and have the market to themselves for a while. And that's what we're hoping for.
The imperative or the key words with what you've just said now is when the cycle does turn. Are you convinced that we've seen the bottom here? I mean, this week's GDP release for the first quarter not painting a very pretty picture as far as economic growth is concerned, which is, you know, something that's key to sustaining this industry.
I agree completely. It's very difficult to have a rosy outlook for the construction sector. But there is still work out there, not very much, and we've got things like SANRAL, which has issued a tender in quite some time, but has assured us that they're going to issue tenders again quite shortly. I think it's more about saying, if the outlook was any better, you wouldn't be able to buy these companies as cheaply as you can now. People would be pricing in a recovery already. The companies that are remaining are quite small, they're quite illiquid, and you're going to have to position well ahead of any turn in the cycle.
Before I bring Nessun into the conversation, I want to ask you, just how strong is that valuation incentive?
I think it's the main thing here, because if you're buying companies that are trading at book value, that at the same time are trading at long time, revenue lows at low profit margins, ultimately you're hoping for an improvement in revenues, an improvement in margins, improvement in profits, and an improvement in your valuations. So that could turn out to be quite lucrative for you, but you might need to be quite patient.
Okay, so is patience a virtue that you hold, Nathan?
It depends, you know. It's worthwhile being patient, you know, if you can see some light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, I was keen to ask Arthur, you know, given where fixed investment spending in South Africa has been, if you look at the trajectory over the last few years, it's steadily declining, both in the public sector and the private sector. And, you know, whereas you've got the likes of SANRAL, for example, that need to do the maintenance and things, the truth is the funding is just not there at the moment. You know, we are hamstrung by funding issues at Eskom, Transnet, a few of the other SOEs. It's difficult for us to see, you know, where the paying customers are going to come from, both in the public sector and also in the private sector, with property companies, you know, also going through a turmoil of their own. So where are these new customers going to come from, you know, to do all this construction?
Well, the companies themselves will tell you that there's still a fair amount of work out there. I agree with you on the property companies. We're not going to see another boom in shopping center construction. But we saw this industry peak about 10 years ago. So you've had a long contraction in the industry. You've had all these companies coming out, as you mentioned, going bankrupt. So we're saying we're not going to try too hard to forecast the turn. We know that we're in a slightly better footing from a governance point of view in South Africa. We know that there's a lot of great deal of requirement for additional infrastructure, and a small turn in that can have a big impact on the industry.
Okay, so if that's where your conviction lies then, Arthur, what are you buying right now? Which are those surviving companies that are piquing your interest?
Well, there's actually only two, and that's Wilson Bailey, Ofcom, and Raubex. The other companies are either out of business or are not actively engaged in the South African construction sector. For example, Murray & Roberts, so they're big company, but they're doing is mining work, and oil and gas in Australia and Southeast Asia. So they're not going to build any buildings for you in South Africa. So if you want to play this from the building point of view, you're really only left with two companies.
Yep, there we have it, WBHO and Raubex. Let's leave it there, Arthur. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Arthur Karas is with Old Mutual Investment Group. Nesson, always a pleasure having you in studio. Nesson Naya with Sasfin Securities.